Ruining your snack? What are you doing over there, Rach?
Having some Cheerios.
Are you eating like your daughter now?
I'm hungry. Leave me alone and let me eat my Cheerios, man.
All right.
Leave me alone, Ken.
We've got show science today.
Okay, what is it?
We've got some fun show science. Has nothing to do with Cheerios. Well, okay. I guess it could, depending if you want to sub out the milk with some booze.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the key to a long life is apparently some booze, Rach.
Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So according to a massive new study by a neurologist named Claudia Kawas.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get her name right because
Claudia, she's a big deal.
She's my new hero.
Right. I was going to say, what's funny is I read this earlier and I thought, man, Ken is set for life.
University of California neurologist. The key to living a long life is alcohol. She studied more than 1,700 people over 90 years old for the past 15 years.
Wow.
Found that people who drank around 2 glasses of beer or wine a day were 18% less likely to die early.
No way. My parents are super psyched.
So here's the thing. This is interesting. People who exercise between 15 and 45 minutes every day.
Listen closely.
Were only 11% likely to die less early.
I know.
So that's 11 to about 20%. You double your chances.
By drinking every day.
By drinking every day, you're less likely to die early.
I do not drink every day. Like, I drink on the weekends. Do you drink, like, do you have a beer or two when you go home?
Not when I go home, because it's so
like
early.
In the evening?
Like, if I go out, and again, I'm not talking down day drinking. If I go out, I'll have it. It just feels weird to go home and, like, crack a beer at, like, noon.
Right. My parents will literally have 2 glasses of wine, 2 beers a day. When they get home from work.
Yeah, I'll usually have a pop or two at night.
Really?
At least.
At least?
At least.
Wow, it's amazing. You make it in each day.
But it's early in the night, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we're early people.
I know. I just can't wrap my head around it. I feel like if I have, like, even 1 glass of wine, I'm just, like, not sleeping well.
I've got some more good news, too.
Oh, tell me.
Kawas always found it's a little better to be a little chubby than very thin.
Yes! Yes!
If you're slightly overweight but not obese.
Perfect!
You're 3% less likely to die early.
It's me!
And 2 cups of coffee a day were 10% less likely.
What? Oh, my God.
Rachel's
I don't have alcohol. I drink coffee. I'm a little chubby. Winner!
If we get you a bottle of wine, you're going to be immortal.
Yes!
Rachel is going to be a Highlander. A slightly chubby. Hyped up on caffeine. Little bit mommy drunk. That's what the tests. I wasn't talking about you specifically.
Uh-huh.
Talking about what the
only okay when I call myself chubby.
I didn't
remember that.
Write it down. I'm just saying, if you were slightly chubby, if you were, then yes, you're about to be immortal.
Let's just say I'm not fit. So yes, I need to start drinking my wine, and then I'll be living forever.
You look at me funny when I try to use the stairs here.
I know.
We go one floor at the most. We only have 3, and 1 is like abandoned, like a ghost ship.
It's like 12 steps.
And you look at me
lot.
Funny.
Once I hit double digits, I'm like, I need an elevator.
That's double digits on steps, not floors, people. Steps.
You gonna put this on your blog?
I'll link it up if you want.
I just gave you a blog article.
There you go.
You're welcome. 105.3 out of FM.
So the drunk and slightly chubby, you can thank us.
I'm good. Woo!
Don't jump around.
Okay.
Don't want to lose that weight.
Right. Keep it on, baby. Keep it on.